You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another update on the Camp Fire recovery effort. I am Matt Fidler. Tuesday this week, CAL FIRE held a safety council type of meeting in Oroville to educate the community on how best to prevent, prepare for, and react to a wildfire to keep themselves and their families safe. A large part of the meeting was talking about using industrial equipment safely and keeping a 50-foot defensible space around your home. Keeping firewood, wooden furniture, and thick bushes around your house is a sure way to lose it in a fire if a fire comes to your neighborhood. But in 95% of the time, if you keep that defensible 50-foot space around your home with no fire fuel around it, your house has a good chance of surviving. CAL FIRE also mentioned that keeping a safety checklist near your home makes it quicker to evacuate if you have to. Just a reminder that the deadline for registering for disaster assistance is January 31st. If you've been affected by the campfire financially in any way, I'd recommend registering with FEMA. It said that many people might not feel the economic pinch of this disaster until many months later, but if February 1st you decide you need disaster relief, you'll be up a creek without a paddle. Although, before you apply for disaster assistance, please call any insurance companies you may have claims with first for damage to homes, vehicles, or businesses. There is a new disaster recovery center opening in the town of Paradise today. It'll be open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, located at 1080 Ewald Court at the Creative Learning Center in Paradise. It's a perfect place to register with FEMA. If you have campfire recovery news you think we should know about, send an email to the station at fireupdates@kzfr.org. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort 5 days a week right here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.